All right, so let us move on to item 9, which is to consider and take possible action to adopt Board of Retirement Resolution 2022-3 to increase the salary of the CEO by $10,000 per year and to provide a one-time lump sum payment of $10,000 effective July 14, 2022. On this item, I'm going to take this one. So the following the board's evaluation of the CEO and further discussions, the Executive Compensation Committee, which consists of myself, Jerry, and David, the board officers met with Gail. We had that opportunity to meet yesterday and convey the bulk of the comments received during the course of the review. To have that, it was very robust exchange back and forth. One of the many topics was something we've already heard about on our agenda today, which is, of course, the timing of retirement applications and the basically all hands organization-wide need to improve that, which is well understood. So we had a very thorough and robust discussion with Gail on the evaluation that underlies the current proposed action that we would take under item 9. So let's do this. Happy to have any comments, but what we ultimately need is a motion on this item. And then if we do have a motion in a second, I need to take a statutory action to for purposes of the public record. To provide information to the public, and we would also afford the public an opportunity to comment on this item. So let's take them in the order. Is there a motion on item 9?
So moved.
Second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second on item 9 to approve Board of Retirement Resolution 2022-3. So with a motion pending and before seeing if there's any public comment on the item, by a statute, I'm going to read the following advisory. In compliance with Government Code Section 54953, subsection C3, the board hereby provides an oral report as follows. The pending recommendation is to increase the salary of the chief executive officer by $10,000 per year and to provide a one-time lump sum payment of $10,000 effective July 14, 2022. That is an obligation required by statute in the public interest. So we have complied. Do we have any public comment on this item?
No, we don't.
All right. Thank you, Christina. All right. So we have a motion, a second. Any further or any comment, I should say, or discussion on the motion? Seeing none, let's proceed to a vote on the resolution. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
I was waiting for somebody to call your name, Jared. Kroll?
Aye.
MacDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Watts?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries. The resolution 2022-3 is adopted on a 9-0 vote. Thank you all. Thank you, Gail. And we got our work cut out moving forward. So onward.